Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at Folk on KBN. He is Kyle Wallace. I'm Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Get us on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. Are we seeing a new version of the Green Bay Packers? And I may not mean the play on the field. I mean that tenacity. I mean that swag, that dog, that I feel like the last 2 years has been lacking a little bit. Allegedly, Matt LaFleur, I mean, I guess it's not allegedly because there was journalists there. Green Bay Packers head coach was furious at Rashid Walker, ordered him to take a lap, and threw some bad words in there. Walker did something to Enikbare and got booted. Kraft, Ryan, Tom, Jacobs, Morgan, and Jenkins ran the lap with Walker in support.
Yeah! Okay. Yeah! Yeah!
Are you being real?
I'm dead serious. Yeah! That's their teammate. That's their left tackle, and they right there with them. I like the aggression right there. They had to watch Marshawn Lloyd go down yesterday, and I have the audacity to get mad today. I'm glad the offensive line said, bumps that. We with our boy. That's the intensity and team stuff I like. I like that. These boys is getting ready, boy.
From Ryan Wood. A lot of extracurricular today. Matt LaFleur gave a lengthy chat to the team in post-practice. Had a one-on-one conversation with Rashid Walker after that. Ended with a pat on the hip.
I love it. I'm sorry. I love the physicality. This is what this team needs. This team needed a fight. Now, I didn't think it needed to be this early. Now, they only had pads on for a couple days. But this team needed a fight because you know what the Packers lacked at last year? We got punked and we got out physical. When we played the Detroit Lions, even when the Detroit Lions were down their defensive linemen, what did they still do? They still were able to compete because they're tough as nails. When we played against the Philadelphia Eagles, what did they do? They obliterated us inside of the trenches. They were just tougher than us. The Minnesota Vikings harassed us, destroyed our offensive line. So for me, if you want to get better, you need to be more physical. I wasn't happy about Nate Hobbs injuring Marshawn Lloyd.
It wasn't apparently Nate Hobbs.
It was a non-contact injury.
Groin injury, but he did end up hitting him on that play.
My thing is this. The whole point that Goody wanted this offseason was a sense of urgency, and he wanted to bring in guys who have physicality. Aaron Banks is known to have physicality in finishing blocks, especially on run blocks. Now you bring in Nate Hobbs, who's known to be physical. Now you got just on the second or third day of wearing pads, now you see Kingsley Enikbare and Rashid Walker get into it, and then after they get into it, they didn't let their boy run a lap by themselves. They said, we run a lap with them. This has the makings of a team that is coming together and coming of age. I am excited to hear about them being physical. We ain't no punks no more. We ain't Alex Strofe no more.
Well,
wow. That was, see, that
such
was,
a
that
stray.
Was
an, I mean,
I, wow. I'm Team Strofe. That was a complete unnecessary ricochet shot. That nobody saw coming.
Nobody saw. I was about
that,
to
give. Strofe, that was messed up.
But you all can see it, though, right? It makes sense, right?
Are you talking about Strofe or the team?
Yeah, what are we talking about now?
Yeah, I'm talking about it makes sense. If I say we ain't no punks no more, we ain't no Alex Strofe, do y'all say, oh, I see it?
So you're calling Alex Strofe a punk?
I'm saying Alex Strofe was getting punked by Ben Bruss earlier today, and I'm saying my Packers said we're done getting punked.
Wow.
Ben is the Detroit Lions. He is the Minnesota Vikings. He is the Philadelphia Eagles. The teams that punked the Green Bay Packers last year.
Wow.
And right now the Packers said we ain't taking that no more, and they're showing it right now in practice. Oh, I'm excited.
Cody chimes in. Kyle's backing people up even when they're wrong. Ryan chimes in on the Carvelis talking text line. Sounds like a lack of self-control. Kyle would know about that.
Yeah,
Jared says, hell yeah, Wallace.
I don't see where the excitement comes from something like this. Fights like this happen all the time in training camp. It's bound to happen. It's inevitable. The longer pads are on, the more likely it's going to happen. And not only that, here's where I agree with you, though, Kyle. Matt LaFleur getting excitable, making him run a lap and being tough on him. That's, you know, one time in practice, that's not going to change the culture of the team. If they want to get tougher, there's two ways to do it. One, Matt LaFleur has a consistent message of toughness, and that doesn't just happen in practice. It's all the time. It's talking to the media. It's talking to the team. It's how you do lifts. It's how you do practice. Like, toughness needs to be the anchor of the Green Bay Packers. Not that they're not a tough team, but I gather that's not Matt LaFleur's mentality. I will say, though, Goody has made an effort to bring in more quote-unquote tough guys. Banks, Hobbs, Tucker Kraft.
Josh Jacobs.
It seems like he is making a concerted effort to bring in guys whose personality is tougher than they are softer. That can help change it. But the fact that Matt LaFleur is getting after Rashid Walker and Kingsley Enagbare for a little extracurricular, making him run a lap. Come on, we're going to read this storyline again in a week's time. So that's no big deal.
Good. Good. Because I can't
but
wait to take a rip.
But this isn't toughness.
So
no. That's just
good.
Frustration.
No. This is different. The fact that Matt LaFleur should have shed a tear.
I'm so confused by this.
No, he should have shed a tear seeing that when he yelled at Rashid Walker, his teammates backed him up. You guys both played on
teams that were successful.
Come on now. When Steve Smith got into it with Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Who was backing up Josh Norman? Who was backing up Steve Smith? Josh was kind of new, so maybe everybody was
Nobody
backing
needed
up.
To back up Steve Smith.
Yeah, Steve was
This is
sort
a bad
of
example by you.
Plenty on his own.
Right I'm now, just... Kyle Wallace today has said Matthew Golden is already replacing Devontae Adams. Good job, Goody. And he's happy, and he can't wait for another headline next week about them fighting in practice. Those are your takeaways right now of training camp?
But in like,
yeah, and they're good takeaways.
Fighting in practice isn't necessarily an indicator of toughness. If Matt LaFleur went to the podium and said, I've never seen these guys hit like this before. Like the trenches, the guys, the way they hit each other with the path. Like I am seeing a toughness in this team I've never seen. But because a guy goes a little too long after the whistle, that doesn't make him cheap. It makes him frustrated.
No, Goody talked about it himself in his press conference. He talked about the physicality that he wanted to see from this football team. And again, you don't want guys going at each other after the whistle. But what you want to do is you want to see a little bit of an edge. That's what this team was missing. Homer, who joins us every Wednesday at 4:45, you can hear him on the Homer Hour 5 to 6 right here on ESPN Milwaukee. But he always talks about what? Matt LaFleur is, he's soft. And so the team may take after his personality. Not no more. If I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm
grinning
from ear to
ear. But doing it in a way where it makes him have to reprimand you.
That's like, okay. He has to, but he can smile about it. I'm telling y'all, listen, maybe it's just me, but I'm telling you, had I been the coach of that football team and I reprimanded one of the offensive linemen for doing some being too physical, getting into it, and then I saw other guys on the O-line and my tight end go and run with them to go support them, dude, remember the Titans. You saw how the team came together and galvanized it. I know it's the movie.
Okay.
It's a movie.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm just saying.
What are you doing right now?
No, what I'm saying, I'm trying to connect with you. What I'm saying
I know what you're saying.
That is a big deal to me to see them say,
see,
we are standing behind
a team.
They're coming
that
together.
Segregated. And yes. When they became unsegregated and they started coming together, they supported each other more. That's what you're using as your analogy to what's happening in day six.
So
in day two of pads with
segregation?
The Packers?
Segregation is considered the Packers being soft, and then running together is the Packers considered being a tough physical football team. And running together shows that they're coming together. Maybe I'm just too big of a Packer backer, but I believe this physicality that we're seeing,
this
could have
been
an all-out
brawl, and Kyle been like, hell yeah!
I would say, hell yeah! Because we need
but
this
is going to happen in every training camp across the league.
Well, we're the first one that I'm reporting here in Green Bay, at least. I don't know what's happening.
You don't know anything else about 31 other teams.
That's definitely not true.
I'm only focused on Green Bay.
Did you know that there was no fights at training camp through the first 6 days?
There was more than one team that had a scuffle on the first day of practice.
I did hear that. But we're focused on Green Bay.
Do you think Matt LaFleur should create an environment where more fights happen?
No, you don't want to create an environment like that.
You just want a Royal Rumble.
That's a great question. question.
No, not you don't want to fight every single day because then it loses impact. Like, all right, now you guys are undisciplined.
But they are undisciplined. This is all coming after a talk from Matt LaFleur to the team about protecting each other. And then the next day, Nate Hobbs got reprimanded for a hit on Marshawn Lloyd. The next day, Rasheed Walker's doing the most and has to take a lap.
Yep, put
so
him on
far,
his behind.
It sounds like it seems more undisciplined than it does from the message that's being sent from the coach.
Physical.
From my perspective, but Kyle wants brawls.
Sounds like a physical football team to me. Sounds like exactly what we need. That's exactly. If Rasheed Walker, he saw that Zach Tom got paid, he mad. He said, they need to pay me too. So I'm excited.
I'm excited. The only interesting thing about this storyline is the guys running with him after. Now, that's not common.
That's a big deal.
I haven't seen a lot of guys take part in another dude's punishment. I don't know what that means. I don't know if
it's because you're not even watching training camp as a puncher.
I'm watching from time to time.
It signals to me, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, but it signals to me it's like the definition of team, right? It's one for all for one type thing.
Like in Remember the Titans, bitch.
Look, yeah. I'm with all you guys on the running together. That's cool.
It's a good sign.
Nobody's going to get mad at watching other teammates support a teammate, especially when you're in a tight-knit offensive line, and you put Tucker Kraft and Josh Jacobs in there, talks about the importance of the trenches. But I'm more of the camp of what I would want to hear from Matt LaFleur isn't questions tomorrow, right? He talks to the media every day, doesn't he?
Every day they have practice, yeah.
So tomorrow it's going to be like, well, what's going on? Why is this going on after you talk to the team about protecting themselves from each other in training camp? I'd rather it be about, like, Matt LaFleur, like you said, coming to the podium being like, I've really loved how our team has competed in the physicality. Having a longer practice and being upset at the end of it, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like Kyle and be like, I think that's a good day for the Green Bay Packers. Can it turn into something that is good? Yes, but as it stands right now, I can't say it. Yes, Alex Strofe.
We will not hear it from Matt LaFleur until Thursday. Coordinators will meet tomorrow. So Rich Bisaccia, Adam Stenovich, and Jeff Hafley will meet with the media.
You get my overall point. That's a good correction, but I look forward to hearing what Matt LaFleur has to say on Thursday.
No, I just like seeing that this football team has some fight in them, because in order for them to be successful this season, they have a very, very tough schedule, and they can't just sit here and act like they're tough. They got to display that they're tough, and yeah, in practice is one thing, but doing it on the field is going to be another in a game time. But I really think they're getting their mentality and mindset right. They understand they have a gauntlet of games, and they believe that they have an opportunity to be something special. So I hope this is a great time for them to say, you know what, yeah, we were a little extra physical, but we got your back, and they come together as a unit, and something special happens after that. So for me, I'm all for the fight that just happened. Doesn't need to happen every single day, but I like the fact that Rasheed Walker dusted it up a little bit with Kings and Gainabari, and I love the fact that his teammates ran with him. That shows that we support you, brother. Let's get back in here tomorrow and let's whoop some behind.
Supporting and protecting each other, that is what matters, and Grimal & Associates Insurance can help you protect what matters most in your life, because they specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients aren't just policies. They're part of the Grimal & Associates community, serving the greater Milwaukee area for over 30 years. With their personalized American Family Insurance back service, guidance, commitment to people, Grimal & Associates isn't just selling insurance. They're building those relationships and providing that peace of mind for life's most important moments. We're all having those right now. Brad, you have some big things coming in your life. I have mine. Strofe has his. I don't know what's going on in your life ever. You don't tell us. Connect with Grimal & Associates today at teamgrimal.com. They can help you protect what matters most. That's Team Grimal, GRAMOLL.com. All right, Strofe. I will tell you this. Wheel of Strofe is next, but we've been at you. Kyle came at you this segment. If you want to just put Ben, Brad, and Kyle on the wheel and rip us, the Wheel of Strofe is yours to do whatever you'd like coming up next.
I support you, buddy.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pack Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey! On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
And I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there.
If you are looking to make upgrades to your windows, look no further. I have the perfect solution for you, KBN Nation, and you already know what it is. It is Universal Windows Direct, and what I love about them is right now, in the month of July, you can choose your own offer. Yes, pick which offer works for you with Universal Windows Direct. This is what you get to choose from. Payments as low as $99 a month. Only $99 a month or 12 months with no payments and no interest. Seriously, upgrade your home now and relax until next year. So if you want to take care of your home the smart way this summer, don't wait. Call Universal Windows Direct today at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000, or simply go to universalwindowsdirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today, and you can choose the payment plan that is right for you. It is so easy. And trust me, once you get your new windows in, I'm telling y'all, you'll be saying, I love my Universal Windows Direct.
Kyle Bruston-Nortman taking you into the Homer Hour at 5 o'clock. Alex Strove's running the show. Get us on the Carbos Talking text line, 800-990-3776. And, of course, see our beautiful faces on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee. Time now to add another beautiful face on stream for the Wheel of Strove.
It's time for the Wheel of Strove.
Taking control back of the wheel, I see.
Huh?
Where's the wheel?
Oh, it's back here. The actual wheel. I thought you meant more of a metaphor, like taking control of the wheel. I was very confused what you were talking about. I was like, yeah, that's why the segment is called
yeah,
the Wheel.
Yeah, you take
stroke.
Control, yes.
Yeah, that was too poetic for Ben to put
Yeah, indeed. All right, another day, another dollar. Time now to play the Wheel of Stroke.
You don't sound very happy. Usually, another day, another dollar.
Well, another day, another buck chop chop.
Brad has stopped laughing at my another day, another cha-ching.
It makes me smile now, not a full laugh.
That's too bad. All right, fellas, here we go. Let's spin the wheel.
Oh, you took all his will away.
It's a good spin, though.
Good job, Stroke. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
We haven't had red in years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's a good thing. Oh, no. I'm pranking stuff. So, last night, good friend, former intern, Will, then part-time Will, now full-time Will.
He moved. Your friend already?
He moved yesterday.
What do you mean?
You just call anybody your friend. Dude, just became full time.
They've worked a lot together.
And we've done things outside of work, gone to concerts.
What does it take to be your friend?
Not 2 weeks.
What do you mean 2 weeks? I've known him for almost a year.
He's been here for a year?
I mean, he started in September of last year, yeah.
Wow.
As an intern, and then he was part time in January, and then he got full time this month.
What a progression.
Indeed.
What an ascent.
Meteoric rise. But anyway, he moved to Milwaukee yesterday. And me being the good guy I am, I offered my services. I said, hey, I'll come help you move.
Oh, God, what can you do for him?
Initially, he said no. And then he said, wait a minute, I have nobody helping me. So I need your help. And I still said yes. So me and him moving couches and beds and TVs.
Oh, why didn't you record this?
Well, I did take this photo. This is a thing Will calls his love sack. It is about a 100-pound beanbag. It is ginormous.
Yo, that is huge.
It was huge. And we got it out of the U-Haul. I said, what is this thing? Why is it so dirty? He said, well, it's my love sack.
Oh.
I said, that's disturbing.
Did you lay on the love sack?
I did not. I passed on the offer. He did offer.
It's a big love sack.
It took up the entirety of his walk-in closet.
I would have asked, what is this for?
So we start moving this thing. I mean, I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory,
yeah,
Kyle.
Well, I wouldn't touch it.
And we start moving this thing, and he goes,
oh, you touched it?
Well, I had to because it was so heavy.
Did you wear gloves?
No. And we got
shower?
We got it through the door. I did. And we got it through the door, and he said, don't worry. It's like Jell-O. It conforms. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Then we get to the floor his apartment's on, and he starts dragging it like the picture you see on YouTube.
That carpet's pretty dirty. These kids nowadays, you Gen Zs are disgusting.
I had a love sack in college.
Were you dragging it on a public floor
no,
in an apartment?
No, you try to pick it up, for sure.
But that thing's massive.
That's a big love sack, though.
Yeah, what is
it's
the
a big old love
it
sack.
It looks like a boulder.
Yeah.
It does. It does look like a rock.
I prefer a bed or a couch.
But that love sack.
I don't
sack,
understand the use of it.
It's a comfortable chair
Yeah, but
replacement.
Wouldn't you prefer a couch, a chair, yeah, or a bed?
It's very loungy.
Like if you were hungover, say.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just prefer to rot on the couch or in bed?
It depends. I mean, the love sack can just, like, encompass you and you can sink
weighted
into
blanket,
it.
Weighted blanket, couch.
Do you also still have a love sack?
Can we call it
it's
anything
in the basement,
but a love sack? Oh,
really
you still own
it.
Bean bag.
We still own it, yeah.
Bean bag chair.
It's bigger than that, though.
Yeah, that thing's huge.
It's very big. And then it sort of, like, rises. It fluffs up and you poof You just sit into it.
My fiance already killed my dreams because at the lake house, they have...
What a sentence that was.
Yeah. 3 weeks before marriage, she killed my dreams. At the lake house that they have, there's a... You know, a couple of lazy boy chairs where you hit the handle on the right.
Oh yeah,
feet come up and then you slide your back. All I do is sit on that thing. This and I asked, "Can we have one at our house?" And she goes, "Those are way too ugly to ever be in our household."
Wow,
ever.
Not even the basement.
That's what I was thinking. Basement's not big enough right now, but she wouldn't let me do it in the basement.
Dang. When we went to the Rose Bowl my senior year. They used to offer like bowl suites, like bowl presents, right? And you got to pick which one you wanted. And I got a TV the year before. Second year, I got a recliner. So I had this Rose Bowl. It didn't have like the Rose Bowl insignia on it, but it was a recliner. It followed with me to Charlotte, to Jacksonville. When I moved back to Wisconsin, Lexi said, that's not making the move with us.
Dang.
It's time to kill that recliner.
Is this what marriage is, being told what you can and can't sit in?
Black leather recliner.
Wheel of Stroh! Before Kyle gets in trouble.
Yep,
great job,
exactly. Stroh. Felt like that was the time to get out. I really hope this isn't red, because boys, we're going to get into it on the next topic. Uh-oh.
Oh, thank goodness. Wow. Quick stop at yellow. It almost went to red.
Whew. Kyle, you've referenced this man a few times today. His name is Christian Wilkins.
Oh, yes.
He was...
When people hear this, they'll now understand the subtle...
He was released earlier this week by the Las Vegas Raiders, and it had come out that the former first-round pick kissed a teammate of his on the forehead, and the teammate was uncomfortable. And it was supposed to be jokingly and endearingly, is my understanding. But Christian Wilkins, now a free agent, he's also dealing with a Frank's fracture, I believe it's called, which is a really bad foot injury and hard to come back from.
Just give it a little kiss. It'll feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll kiss the boo-boo.
So have you guys seen some of his college footage from when he played at Clemson?
Boy, no. 6'3", 300-pounder. He can jump up and hit splits. he's flexed.
Yeah, it's an interesting clip.
He did a little celebration where he jumped into the splits. There's also a video making the rounds of after they sacked an opposing quarterback. He, like, took his fingers to an area where the sun don't shine.
He was trying to do what's that called? The check that they do?
Prostate exam.
He's doing an on-field prostate exam.
He's a freaky little guy, and he's now a free agent.
He ain't little.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Listen,
as long as it's just story time, I don't feel like reacting to this.
Why not?
Well, did you kiss somebody?
You were in a locker room.
People? Yeah,
you ever kissed any of your teammates?
Absolutely. Like when we're like out at a bar and like had way too many drinks, I'd just like come up and kiss him on the head.
Bray, you didn't kiss the punter?
No.
Or kickers?
I don't care how many drinks I had or how much someone downed my punt inside the five. I'm not kissing anybody.
And you know, Stroh talked about we need
more
love.
Like on the head.
We need more love.
Yeah, we need more love.
Christian Wilkins
if
agree
you
back.
Give me permission to kiss you on the head right now, I will.
Yeah, see, Christian Wilkins didn't know the Me Too movement made it to the NFL.
Again, Kyle, thanks.
I don't want you to kiss me on the head.
All right, then I won't do it. I was just offering.
Likewise. If you want me to kiss you on the head, I will.
Come on.
You should come. You should do it all. Yeah, see? In solidarity with Christian Wilkins. I wonder which player he kissed. He probably must have kissed. He had to kiss somebody who was notable.
Stroh, this is just another. Before you do it, this is just another way.
That's just adorable.
It's just another way that Ben is one-upsing on Stroh.
You're lucky?
He came to me.
Exactly. Stroh went to Ben and gave him the kiss. Once again, Ben is the upper hand.
See, but like, that was harmless.
Yeah, no, it was harmless. I mean, again,
they probably had had to be more going on.
No, I
had to be.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Let's just be a lesson for anybody. Don't kiss nobody without consent. How about that?
I did give consent.
Universal.
Yeah, and Christian Wilkins just walk around do what he wants. Yeah, he learned today.
Can't
just be kissing folks now.
He is released and gone. Anything more on the Wheel of Stroh?
Well, Stroh is down answering a call, it looks like.
Oh, so. He's in a full-on conversation.
He did leave his hang. Was he a good kisser?
It was perfect.
He put both hands on Ben's head.
Did not expect that.
Yeah, it was a very tender
he
moment.
Control of you.
He's like, mwah. Yeah. Instead of Christian Wilkins, as you said,
Mwah. Yeah, Christian. Christian is he's a wild dog, a wild guy.
I can imagine it wouldn't go over well in a locker room.
Man, he's typing a lot for the call screener.
My goodness, Struff, like, just punch him through. This is.
Maybe I really need to know the context for the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Okay, Alicia and Racine, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Kyle is right. They have their swagger back. And tell me what.
Am I live right now?
What am I supposed to be doing?
Hey, Alicia.
Alicia.
Hey. I was saying that Kyle was right about the Packers. They've been coasting a little bit for a while by being the Packers. And everybody thinks they're so nice and sweet and they're such nice boys. But you know what? They need some smash mouth out there. They need to, you know, they need to bust some balls because.
Yeah! Yeah!
Dump.
Yeah!
No, Kyle, stop.
What Alicia said. No. Everybody's going to come back and hear me saying, yeah! What Alicia said. So what were you doing on the phone talking to Alicia so long for? Were you just having a conversation? Okay, all right.
All right, Brad, I say you tell us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, that's right. I would love to tell you about Bank 5-9. We're going to be at State Fair on Thursday. We're going to be at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. So come out and say hello because we're out there to support Bank 5-9, who is supporting the State Fair. Their acts on the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. On the Bank 5-9 main stage are elevating State Fair like never before. Not only that, Bank 5-9 just won the prestigious Community Choice Award of Best Bank in the Milwaukee area. It's just another way that Bank 5-9 is just checking the boxes of making lives better in the community of fairgoers and, of course, their customers and employees. So if you want to see how Bank 5-9 can make your life a little bit better, go to bank59.com to learn more. Come say hello to us on Thursday at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater at State Fair and make your life a little bit better by being a customer of Bank 5-9. Member FDIC.
Stroff wants to react to have us, Kyle, Bruston, Ortman, react to something we've never heard before. That's next.
You're listening to Kyle, Bruston, Ortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head. I don't even know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Baby, how'd you get my
Are you buying a home? Well, if you are, I have a great solution for you. It's working with our friends at Citizens Bank. And listen, if I'm making a move like that, buying a home, I want a team behind me that knows what they are doing and actually cares. That's why when I bought my home or when people bought their home, you always got to think about Citizens Bank. From a pre-approval process to even after you get the keys, that they will be with you every step of the way. There's no running around that. And what I love about them, if you're also looking to refinance a home, you can do that. You're looking to open a checking account, they can do that as well. I'm telling you, bank where you belong with Citizens Bank. Simply visit citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank, and they got you. And always remember, they are an equal housing lender.
Kyle, Bruston, Ortman with you till 5 o'clock leading into the Homer Hour. Get us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Kyle loves the aggressive tenacity of the Green Bay Packers. I can't wait for 6:40 to be at the game for the Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Brad Ortman, you better be on your FanDuel watching it live for the whole nine innings.
Of course I will. What?
Y'all need this ticket.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we do. We got to decide if we're going to double down this bet.
I thought we were doing over 4.5 runs plus 120.
You know what?
Light up Colin Ray.
You know what? Scared money don't make money. Scared money do not make money.
I love how
money.
Kyle gave it to Brad, who gave the ticket
Brad,
to
what
me.
What are you doing, Brad?
I'm not running into Pottawatomie on my way back home. I'm going to drop that. Ben and I are taking a little stroll together in the Ortman car, and we're going to drop him off right at Pottawatomie, and he can go.
Can I still get
it.
A chunk?
I'll let you back in for that forehead kiss.
Aww. We're closer than ever after Cucumbergate.
Cucumbergate.
This relationship is a roller coaster ride.
You can take my 10 and put it on over. 10. Well, my 18. But 10.
$10.01.
No.
Oh, Kyle.
See, I was joking. The fact that he does that.
And he's serious.
And he's dead serious.
Listen, you got to know when to draw the line. 10 is 10. You got to know when to go. Got to know when to hold them. When to fold them. And I'm going to hold them.
Kenny Rogers. Nice call.
All right, Stroh, if you have something you want to play for us that we haven't heard.
Yeah, so this was just a quick nugget from Matt LaFleur today in his press conference. And he was asked the question, you know, you have two smaller receivers that do a lot of things similarly, and Jaden Reed and Matthew Golden, but they are two of your best receivers. Will we see them together on the field? And he kind of answers that. He says yes, but then he goes on to explain a story. And I just want you to listen and see if anything makes you go, that doesn't sound great. Okay, let's just all listen together and see if you heard what I heard, or am I just that negative? Let's listen together.
No, because I think both those guys are feisty little competitors. They're not even little, but like they're scrappy dudes. We had a transportation play the other day, and I mean, Jay Reed blocked Van Ness, and it was a hell of a block, and or maybe it was a reverse, but had a great block on Van Ness.
Oh.
Ah.
Are we mad about Jaden Reed crack blocking Van Ness? Is that what we're mad about? What are we?
Really, Kyle?
Well, I missed it.
Lucas.
Okay, hang on.
Lucas Van Ness.
Stroh, Brad,
we're
Ben,
all on the same page. Okay.
Yeah.
What about Lucas Van Ness?
Jaden Reed is 155 pounds.
Dude, it's a crack block. What are you talking about? Brad, you know a crack block. If a guy doesn't see it, it get blinded on a crack block.
This was not a blindside block.
He didn't block a man up straight up. I'm assuming he came in motion and blocked.
He may have been in motion.
Yeah, I'm sure he blocked him.
I don't care how much. Throw him to Jupiter.
Yes, I don't care how much inertia he has on the end around block that he's throwing. He shouldn't move Lucas Van Ness.
No, I am.
Lucas Van Ness is almost double his power. He's 280. And
this is a guy that was getting blocked straight up by tight ends last year. So not the most encouraging sign. That's all. I'm not overreacting.
I think you're reading a little too into it, but I don't think Matt LaFleur should have spilled the beans on Jaden Reed blocking LVN.
Not once, but twice.
I'm not mad about. If it was mano y mano, he was on the line of scrimmage and he blocked him. Then I'd be like, okay, Lucas, that is soft. But if he's coming down,
your ass home.
He got probably crack block. He probably came from the side. He sealed the edge and it allowed for whatever to happen. Yeah, you guys are overblowing this. Brad, I'm disappointed in you for you thinking that a little dude can't
seal the edge. Let's hear it again. Because I want to make sure we are all hearing it the same.
No, because I think both those guys are feisty little competitors.
Feisty little competitors, also kind of funny. Also kind of funny.
These little feisty guys.
They're not even little, but like...
Backtrack.
They're scrappy dudes. We had a transportation play the other day, and I mean, Jay Reed blocked Van Ness, and it was a hell of a block, and or maybe it was a reverse, but had a great block on Van Ness. So,
Kyle, we don't know the context of the block. He just said he blocked him.
We heard reverse, so more than likely, I'm thinking it was some type of misdirection where he was able to seal a block.
That transportation
play. I don't know what a transportation play. And I'm assuming somebody was moving.
Yeah, you would assume in a transportation play there's going to be some movement.
So the reverse might have been.
The ball carrier is moving.
If any time you can account a wide receiver for a DN to block at the line of scrimmage, that's a problem.
That's a crash block.
And clearly, given the context of the question, that means Matthew Golden had the football.
And so I'm assuming what happened was if Matthew, there was a reverse play, so they went one direction.
You are full Packer.
No,
it is awesome.
They went one direction, right? Because he said it was a reverse play. So they go one direction, and then they do a reverse. And on the reverse, what happens is guys get their momentum going one way. Kyle. They come back another way.
What do you think Myles Garrett would do if Jaden Reed tried to block him?
Dude, it's practice. Y'all hate Lucas Van Ness that much?
No, we just don't like him that much.
Two quick things. Didn't Myles Garrett take somebody's helmet off and swing it at them in a practice?
That was a game. Mason Rudolph.
Was that a game?
Yeah,
I thought it was a joint practice. Okay.
No, that was a game.
That's awesome.
He tried to rip his head off.
Number two, so you mentioned earlier the name Kingsley Anagbare.
Yeah, he got beat up by Rashee Walker.
Yes, but he's also had a pretty good camp from what I've heard.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, he's been running on the side.
He's been running with the ones quite a bit.
Oh, I thought Lucas Van Ness was running with the ones. Him and Sean
Garrett. They've been switching off.
Okay.
And I have not heard A lot of Lucas Van Ness. Maybe I'm missing.
No, Lucas Van Ness is having a good catch so far.
I've seen a little bit.
Strofe hates Lucas Van Ness.
Strofe hates Hercules.
Wow. I don't hate Hercules. Because he's the anti-Hercules.
Very nice guy. Dating the Bears tight end's sister, which just kind of makes me laugh.
Come on.
Yeah, he's dating Cole Kmet's sister. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Just kind of makes me laugh.
That's weird.
What's weird?
I mean, he's dating a guy's sister in the league.
Not Why is that woman. Weird?
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I find it. There's so many women in this world, and you find a guy on another team. I don't.
Maybe they're
she
from
the lifestyle.
I guess. I'm just.
Not your style?
No. yeah. Typically, women who date got. Never mind. Let me stop. Let me stop before I get in trouble. But
no. I'd love for you to finish.
Oh, please,
your
continue.
I mean, you know, we all were pretty popular at a point with
you.
1, 2, 3, and listen, your boy was decent in high school, and in college, I wasn't good in college, but I was still around a football team, and girls like, you know, football players, jersey chasers, and typically jersey chasers are, you know.
So you're calling Lucas Van Ness's sister a jersey chaser?
I'm calling Cole Kmet's sister.
Because the sister has a brother in the NFL, she's a jersey chaser.
She dated another guy. She can choose a whole bunch of different guys, and she chose.
What if she's only dated him?
Is she chasing?
They've been together a long time.
Trust me.
How do you know?
Did they go to high school together?
I think they did. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there is somebody we could probably ask.
Who
went to high school with Lucas Van Ness?
Who?
Remember back in the day? We know somebody.
Are you being weird?
No, I'm being dead serious.
Remember back in the day?
Oh, well, now you're doing inside radio. I'm going to go to the Princeton Club and work out all of Kyle's weirdness, get it out of my head. Maybe do some boxing. I did some boxing there once. It was kind of fun. Really tiring. Boxing, I have much appreciation for boxing now after going for like 10 minutes at the Princeton Club.
You didn't have appreciation for boxing.
Well, I didn't realize like the stamina. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, man, 3 minutes is a long time.
That's an eternity in boxing.
Did that with a personal trainer. Open 24/7. Free childcare with a membership. They have something for everyone. Indoor and outdoor tennis courts. Indoor and outdoor pool. Basketball courts. You name it, they have it. No goal is too small. Just get started for a better tomorrow. Help provide a strong body for yourself, a strong mind, and help provide a strong community in the New Berlin area and the greater Milwaukee area, because that's what they do with the Princeton Club. Find your better tomorrow today at the Princeton Club. Professor Big Daddy J.A. I feel like I haven't talked to John Anderson in a while. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, let them do it. I ain't doing it.
You're not going to hurt our feelings. No, come on. Just mine.
Homer, come on.
Yo, fuck. I should be doing this time. I should be 2-6. That good enough for you? Nobody's as good as me.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson set to join Kyle Bruston-Norton before the Homer Hour. It's Kyle Bruston-Norton with you, just for a little bit longer. John Anderson, good day.
Present. I'm here.
I hope your students are showing up, because I know your policy on showing up on time is very strict.
It's summer.
They got 3 weeks. Yeah, they got 3 weeks. Although we got a lot of stuff in place. Somewhere here... are over summer session taking some courses and stuff. But
if I was a student and I had a potential to spend time with John Anderson and show that I am of value, I would spend every second that I could with John Anderson, knowing how connected he is.
Yeah, as I say, that sounds like a brown noser right there.
Yeah, you smell that?
I mean, we met John Anderson's Mizzou students up in Green Bay at the draft, and now next thing you know, I see some, you know, LinkedIn messages about some internships.
That's
like they're doing
networking.
It right.
Networking. They had the brown nose. They allow for their talent and their skills to speak for themselves, and he noticed it, and he brought them with him to Green
Bay.
Well,
I would have had the brown nose. Yeah. I think that's where I'm going.
You think that would be it? I don't fall for that. Just be who you are. We don't need a brown nose.
Oh, John, you don't know the power of my brown nosing.
No. That did get, got you a lot of minutes.
Got me.
Yeah, sure did.
Should have brown nosed more.
It got me into Stanford with a horrible ACT. It got me into Cal. I think that had more to do with basketball. John.
Who was coaching Stanford at the time?
Johnny Dawkins.
Okay. Not their best era.
Not their best era, but a great Duke basketball player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he showed me some cool highlights, and I was like, damn, you were good.
Of him? Yeah. He showed you highlights of him?
He did.
Kind
of weird. I actually never thought about that.
He didn't show you, like, the team
players? No, they stunk. So he's like, hey, look at me. I'm Johnny Dawkins. Come play for me.
Wild. I mean, they probably were sweet. But
yeah, they were sweet. And I was like, this Johnny Dawkins guy. John, if you could go back in time, like if you, say you couldn't go to Mizzou, where would you have gone?
Madison.
Did you get in?
I applied to two schools, Madison and here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Did I get in?
Oh,
of course I got in.
Sorry. I don't know your credentials other than, you know, what you've done when I was a child eating Cheerios watching on TV.
Yeah. It was good. No, we got into Madison. I feel like with room to spare on that bar.
It was different back then, wasn't it? Wasn't it easier to get in back then?
Wow, he's trying to bury John Anderson.
No, he's smart. He's wicked smart, as Homer would say. But it was a little easier. It wasn't as competitive.
You know what I wonder? I wonder what if this has changed. Because when I was of that age, mid-80s,
damn,
people wanted to go to Madison, and you know, you got to accept it. And I had tons of kids from Southwest, classmates that went there, and probably a third of them flunked out.
Oh wow!
And there was like they did like everything else. They went to Madison, they went to Madtown, they drank too much, and they
Halloween got the best of them.
Was 18, yeah, and they woke up with pink flamingos on Bascom Hall, and so all this stuff. But there was like no stigma to it. It was like, yeah, a lot of kids go down there and then they take a semester off or a year away and then they come back and then they finish. But there was a bunch of them that had a little interruption in their academic progress rate. But it never seemed, nobody ever went like, yeah, that's a bad kid. Everybody was like, yeah, that happens to Madison a lot. And then they'd go back and finish and nobody ever thought of it. Like there was no shame in flunking out of Madison.
Yeah, I don't think you can get back in as easy if you leave nowadays.
Uh-huh.
That
used to be it.
My guess. Yeah, I don't know of many people that left and end up saying, yeah, oh, you're back in school here?
That football team getting good allowed for more enrollment and more competition.
It also allowed for better football players to get in thanks to Donna Shalala.
Yeah, not anymore. They're not coming anymore, no. John.
Well, we'll see, but at least they can get in. You know. Brent Moss couldn't get into the previous chancellor, but he did when Donald Shalala got there.
And thank goodness, RIP, but he was a great football player for us.
John, I had a Brewers question dialed up, but it's been a weird show, so I'm going to go with a different angle. We were watching the This Is SportsCenter commercial, I believe with you with Abby Wambach, where you fake the injury. Right, that came up in one of our pre-show meetings. Great commercial. What was your favorite This Is SportsCenter commercial that you were a part of?
Oh, wow. I was really fortunate. The Manning one was good.
You took the Manning brothers around.
Yeah.
They're playing some grab ass.
As a track guy, I love doing the one with Usain Bolt. Kobayashi was funny, the guy that ate hot dogs. He was good. I tell you, the best one was Maria Sharapova, who is absolutely as beautiful as you say, but couldn't have been. You're kind of like, oh, God, she's going to be a diva. She could not have been nicer. She comes rolling in, and she's got like a little bowling bag with a dog in it, right? And you're like, oh, my God, this is going to be it. And like she's
checking all the boxes early.
Right. And now these things always ran late, and the day she's coming, like, okay, I have to literally go sign closing papers on my house, and I got to leave right at 2 o'clock, okay? And I mean it. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then like, hey, we're running a little behind. I'm like, just so you know, at 2 o'clock, I got to go do the house. I got to go sign the house. And they go, yeah, no problem. And all of a sudden it comes and they start late and it's, I don't know, 1:15 and we get a little bit done. And at 2 o'clock, I got to go. I'm like, what do you mean you got to go? I'm like, I got to go sign these papers. It's just down there. I'll be back in 12 minutes. And so I go and I leave and I think, okay, I've literally just left Maria Sharapova. Come back. She's like, how's the house? What are you building? It was great. Oh, good for you. I'm so excited. She couldn't have been nicer. While all the people around her were being the people that were putting on the commercial were jerks. About like, I can't believe you're leaving. I can, because I told you all day I'm leaving at 2 o'clock. And she couldn't have been nicer.
Who knows what she said to the producers, though, John?
Could have been. But when she came back, she, you know, how's the house? What are you buying? You and your wife? Oh, that's terrific. She was amazing. And so like all the time I see what you thought she would be. And like I said, and she comes walking in with the little toy dog. You're like, this is going to be.
I love that that's actually true. Wasn't. Like, I was thinking you were joking, yeah, but it's true.
No, yeah. And then when I go down and sign the papers, the guy goes, you're looking in a hurry. Did I take you away from anything? I'm like, well, because the commercial was we were having lunch. And I said, well, I was having lunch with Maria Sharapova. He's like, yeah, right. So the next day I go back and I go pick up the papers. That's how fast I left. I go back to pick them up and I show him a Polaroid of Maria Sharapova and I having lunch. And he's like, damn. And he gave me like a quarter point boost in my money market rate.
Hey,
he took me away from lunch with Maria Sharapova. So there you go. That's my favorite story of doing sports in a commercial.
That was a great story.
I wouldn't want to end the show any other way, John. Thank you so much. Really all insightful right, from you today.
There you go.
It's been Kyle Bruston-Hortman. You know what's next. It's John Anderson, Professor Big Daddy J.A., and Homer for the Homer Hour. Go Brewers! Brewers!